Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, September 20th, 2019. We're going to get started off like we do every week on YouTube. YouTube overhauled their verification system. There is no longer a limit of 100,000 subscribers on a channel for that channel to become verified. YouTube will now use murky metrics like prominence and recognition outside of YouTube. The changes are set to be released in October. Users of YouTube's TV app will now see a very similar view on their home screen of the app as they would on the homepage of the YouTube website. That's because YouTube has added a masthead advertisement slot to the home screen of the YouTube TV app. Over on Google, Google released an update to how they display review stars in the search results. Now, they get that information through what's called a rich review snippet inside the code of a web page. Essentially, Google's new rules state that if you collect reviews on your website about your products or services or your brand, or you display reviews on your websites from other places like Google or Yelp, that Google will no longer display those stars in search results for your website because they consider them to be self-serving. Of course, this will only help Google dominate all of the review data, especially when it comes to review data around local businesses, because local businesses are now going to be less inclined to try to collect reviews on their own website than they would before this change. So if you still qualify for rich review snippets to get those stars in the search results, you're still going to have to make a change. It is now required that you use the name property in the schema.org markup in order to be eligible for the rich review snippet stars that appear inside of search results. Out of curiosity, I checked and noticed that this has not yet impacted my website or clients of mine's websites. Barry Schwartz also seemed curious. He reached out to Danny Sullivan, the Google search liaison, who told Barry that this is actually rolling out, which means it's probably going to take several days or weeks to fully impact all search results. If you still see those rich review stars showing up inside of searches for your brand name or for your website or for keywords that you rank on, don't make any changes until Google actually takes the stars away. SEOs have a very long history of giving interesting names to big updates in Google. This one appears to have been considered big enough by the SEO community to give it a name, and they seem to have settled on the name Starmageddon. So this whole thing is being known as Starmageddon from here on. Google Search Console added a couple of new reports for structured data this week. They first added a report for data sets structured data, and then they also added a report just yesterday for breadcrumb structured data. Google has now added timestamps to videos in the SERPs. Announced just yesterday, Google Maps is now testing an incognito mode, which would work a lot like the incognito mode on Google Chrome. Google My Business began shutting down service area based on distance from a physical location, and they are now only allowing service areas based on a city, a county, or a zip code. Now, Google My Business previously announced they were going to make this change, and it appears to be impacting thousands of businesses inside of their Google My Business profiles. This is a permanent change. If you are notified about it, there is nothing you can do. However, you should make sure that when they make this shift, they actually include every city or county or zip code inside of your service area. Facebook is still removing a lot of pages for what they call coordinated unauthentic activity. They removed 120 pages in Iraq and 149 pages in the Ukraine for what they call coordinated unauthentic activity. And this typically means that these pages were likely being used for some sort of spam or some sort of social or political activity. Facebook is allowing advertisers to edit the article headlines again, but it has to be an advertisement and an advertisement only. That means you can't share a link to an article on your Facebook page, then make that into a boost and change the article headline when you make it into a boost. It has to originate and start out as an advertisement for you to be able to edit the article headline that appears inside of Facebook. Facebook also announced this week the Portal family line of products. This is essentially Portal 2.0. It's a new version of Facebook's video communication device for the home. This new set of products even includes one that would add a camera to your television so that you could chat to people while you watch TV via your Facebook account. Instagram posts can now be scheduled inside the Facebook Creator Studio. You just have to link your Instagram up to your Facebook Creator account. You can also schedule IGTV posts inside of Facebook Creator Studio. Instagram announced this week that they would restrict the reach of posts about cosmetic surgery and weight loss to try to keep those posts from being viewed by users under the age of 18. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat released a 3D mode this week. The 3D camera mode is only available for creators using an iPhone X. Every other smartphone device can access the 3D content created by the people with an iPhone X, but they can only see and interact with the content. There is no way for any Android users or other iPhone users currently to create 3D content on their Snapchat. LinkedIn is rolling out skill assessments so you can now prove your skills to potential employers. Twitter is adding a hide-a-reply function in the United States and Japan. This is going to work similar to how hide comments works on Facebook. If you see a reply to your tweet that is either toxic or kind of rude or just crap you didn't want to see, you can now hide that tweet and forget it exists. Other people will also not see that tweet. Bonus round. Miller Coors announced that their partnership with Pizza Hut will be delivering beer from 1,000 Pizza Hut locations by the end of this year. Review software company Trustpilot has partnered with Uberall so that you can manage location data and review data more simply. This is the second big partnership win for Uberall, a software platform I haven't really used very much for local SEO, but I'm going to be giving a second look now. Shopify announced that they are adding CBD merchant tools for their users so they can sell CBD products. That's it for the weekend digital marketing so far. Thanks for tuning in out there in podcast land. If you liked this podcast or you want to give me any feedback, head on over to the joeyoungblood.com website, click on the contact link, and send me a message. Until next time.